So holding on Lama Dalama Bays, and Amar Papa, I think we're current on the Rashis. So Amar Papa, Haisapara Ganuvalai. So this starts off similar to Rava, but it goes a little bit differently. So Rava's case was whether he stole it before Shabbos, and then he shefted it on Shabbos, or he stole it on Shabbos. So Rava Papa starts out. He already stole it before Shabbos, and then he shefted on Shabbos. Chayiv, shekor nischayiv b'gneiva, kadam shevul day yisur Shabbos. This is a new case. Ha'isapar she'ulaloi, person borrowed a parah, v'tvacha b'Shabbos is potter. So, as long as he's using the animal, he's allowed to use the animal. But the chiyuv, the moment when he shechts it, that's equivalent of stealing it because he has no right to shecht it. So it comes out that had it not been on Shabbos, let's say it had been on a Tuesday, the star he has a par which is borrowed, then he shechts it. We would say that act of shechita will count as the geneva and the tvicha at the same time. And he'll be chayiv the full chiyuv of dal the hay for shechting the animal. But since it happened on Shabbos, he's potter because of kim lebe rabbi minei. Okay. Okay. So amalei rav acha braid the rabbi the ravashi. So he asked ravashi. Rapapa pora also lashminan. So in the first case of Rapapa, it's the exact same case as Rabba's case. So what did he add? So the difference is Rabba's case, he said a gedi. In Rapapa's case, he said a pora. So he's to be mechadash me a pora. The difference between a gedi and a pora, like there's no nafkamina between a gedi and a pora. Like, so what is Rabba teaching me? Some relates to Ravashi said back. Rapapa Shaula Asalashminin. You're right. The first case of Rapapa, there's no Kiddush. The Kiddush is the second case, the case of Shula. Okay, so now, what's the Kiddush of the case of Shaula? So he borrowed it. Again, so if he borrows it on the Tuesday, and he shechs it on Wednesday, so that Shkita will act as a Geneva and a Tvicha Mechira. He stole it through the act of shechita. He stole it, and he also shechted it. So be chayav all of the chiyuvim through the shechita alone. But since he shechted it on Shabbos, he's potter. So what's the chiddush? Because like this, I could have thought to say, Hoyel v'omer Rapapa. Rapapa himself says the following. Mishas Mashiach who the sky will have in Seha. So Rapapa says that when is the moment that the person gets the halachas of chiyuvim? It's not when he starts using it; it's when he's moshech it. As soon as he takes it, that kinyan, he doesn't own it; he's only borrowing it, but that gives him the chiyuvim of taking care of the animal's food. He doesn't start using animal until 2 days later, but once he's moshech it, he's chayiv in the mezonos. So similar to that idea, hachanami mishas she'ela is chayiv in seho. So why don't we argue like this? So you're saying that he's potter. The chayiv means he's potter totally. He's potter totally. So I understand that you can't give him a din of a ganif. By his act of Shechita on Shabbos, you can't be Mechayiv. So you can't give him a din of a ganav, you can't add dal of a hay, etc. But the Karen, the principle of the animal, the Chiyuv for the principle of the animal is not when he shechs it. The Chiyuv of the principle of the animal is when he first takes it. So the same way the Meshicha, the act of being Moshech, doing the Kinyan to take it into his possession, gives him a chiyuv for the mezonos. we could argue the following. So how do we look? There is when we say Sharlos Chayvat Ontzim, there's two ways to understand how that works. One way is to say that the person is taking the animal into his possession, as it were, through Sheila, as soon as he takes it, and he has responsibility to return it. So I don't care why he can't return it. He didn't return it. And that's the logic behind the Chayv Ontzim. So even though the reason why he can't return it because he shefted it on Shabbos, but that's not the moment of the Chiyuv. The Chiyuv is he took it into possession on Tuesday, and that's when the responsibility of moment for the animal is Tuesday, not Shabbos. But Shabbos happens to be the Hechatimsa. They says, well, I have no way to give it back. So good, so then you owe me money from Tuesday. Your Chiyuv moment is Tuesday. When you did your Mashiach, you basically undertook the responsibility on Tuesday, either return the animal or pay me. So the fact that you have no way to return the animal, that's not the reason why you pay. The key moment is on Tuesday. So you should not be putter on the Karen. That's one way to argue.
Why can't you argue almost the reverse? That you have to return the animal on Monday, let's say, and the really the chiyuv is from the time that you didn't return the animal. Just taking the animal, you haven't done anything wrong.
Again, we're not. I guess the issue is not a question of the Morris Habermina is. It's not a question of doing something wrong. The Morris Habermina is that what Ointzim is a fascinating din, right? Ointzim is that I understand a person is a shomer and he's pesheya. Okay, so he's chayiv, he's negligent, he's chayiv. The Rambam says a pshia is a form of a nezik. If I have responsibility for an item and I'm pesheya, that's a form in a certain way, like I'm damaging it. Okay, even Geneva Veda, there's some level of culpability. It was stolen. I mean, you could have watched it better. In Echadami, we passed in a case where there was a Geneva was ba'inus, your pot. Right? So, ba'inus, what's the logic behind the chayiv ba'inusim? It's not my fault. I didn't do anything. Well, why am I chayiv? So the logic is a different logic, the Morris argument. The Peshet is all the way around. But in a certain sense, when I did the Mashiach, I took your animal away from you. So I have a chiyuv to compensate you. So I took it. I now have the animal, and you don't have something. So either I'm going to fulfill that obligation by giving back the animal. And if I can't give it the animal, I was nischayv at the original moment that I have responsibility to give it back to you no matter what. That's the Sibas Achiyev. The Sibas Achiyev is the Maisa Mashiach. I was machayv myself that I'm going to either pay you or give you back your animal. That's because the Chiyev is not because of the onus which happened, it's because it's the impossibility to repay back your Chiyev.
Yeah, well, and that's what I'm saying is that.
That's a Tolod of the Maisa Mashiach. The Maaseh Mashiach is Mechayim that I have responsibility to give you either A or B. But I can't do A, I have to give you B. But the Mechayim is the act of taking it from you. That's Sibah Zachiyim. So if that's the Sibah Zachiyim, so why would Shabbos Pater from the Karen? Kamash Malon, the Gemara says, no, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that it Betzim is still the Meshus of the Bailim. The Moshe, we could theoretically discuss the possibility on this. Can the Bailim sell it while it's by the Shoyal? Can the Bailim be Makdish? In other words, if the Pshat is the Shoyal Betzim took it into his Rishos, so it's not really in the Rishos of the Bailim anymore. So how could the Bailim be Makdish? He can't in a Rishos, so you can't be Makdish, you can't sell, etc. No, it's the Bailim's animal, which the Shoyal is a form of a Shomer who's holding it for the Bailim with the rights to use it. And the Torah's Mechayiv of you, and when an oinus happens, you're nischayiv for the oinus. So, if that's going to be true, the oinus which happened on Shabbos in a way where he's nischayiv me, so he doesn't have to pay. So Rapapa's to be Mechadish a tremendous din over here. That's what Rashi says. Okay. I would think, Meshash Sheila ischayiv oinsel, Kamashmo, that we don't say that. Okay. So the Gemara, Amar Rava, Hineach Lan Avian Porashula. So the father borrowed a man borrowed a pora, and the man dies. The Yarshim have the pora, the borrowed pora. And he borrowed it for 30 days. It's now it's a week into the period of the borrowing, and that the father died. To mishtabshin ba kol yemei shelosu. Included in the Yerusha is that they have the rights to use it the whole period of the Sheila. But Mesa ein chayavim b'insa. If the animal dies, they're not chayavim b'insa because they were not mekabel the responsibility to pay for the insa. That the father was mekabel. So they do not yerush the responsibility, but they do yerush the rights. Okay. Now, let's say a next case.
The Baal can't collect from the estate.
Well, no, because if the chiyuv ha'insa would be from the moment of the mashicha, then the owner would collect from the estate. Since the moment of chiyuv is the shas ha'insa, it doesn't belong to the father anymore. So that follows from the point of what we said before in our papa. Now, Kisur and Shalaviyam, the children mistakenly thought that this animal, they weren't aware that it was a borrowed animal. They thought it belonged to the father. But Tavchua, Vachlua, and they shafted the animal, and they used the animal. So, Mashalman Demim Basa Bezo. They have to pay. They were in a henna. They benefited. So even though they're not chayiv, so the more so they're not going to be chayiv and mazik because they weren't aware. They had no way to know. So they weren't negligent in that. So like it's a case of oinus vis-a-vis mazikin. So you're going to be potter mitzad that. But it could be their ketanim. Why the argument? Why they're potter? For they're not chayiv as a regular mazik. But they did benefit. So the more says that how you calculate the benefits. You pay the mebusar bazal, you pay the meat which they could get for very cheap. So they gained that they didn't have to, you know, they had lunch for 3 days. Well, yeah, but they didn't have to use such an expensive animal. They could have gotten lunch in 3 days with much cheaper. Well, it's better having meat than having potatoes. Yeah, oh, good. So, but you would have got cheap meat. So the mebusar bazal. If the father left over an estate, then they have to pay. Now, this is a machloikus, how to understand this last statement. Is it going? The Rabbi gave us two cases, and then he said, "Achrayis lechosim." He's going back on the first case or the second case. Seika the masilo aresha, vika the masilo seifa. So, man the masilo aresha. If it's true. On the ratio, which means Rabbi is saying that even in the case of Oitzim, they have to pay through the father's estate. They have to pay if they were negligent in some to some extent. They were negligent; they did an action. Then you're going to say that if Rabbi is going back on the ratio, he's disagreeing with Rapapa and saying that the moment of the chiyuv is not at the moment of Oitzim; it's at the moment of Mashiach. But man the masala seifa, some say no. The rabba is only going on the case of the seifa. Avla reisha loy. But going back on the reisha, they would not have to pay, even though father left the chayav the chasim. But another rabba, that's the rabba's statement. The rabba said that the moment of the chiyav is not the moment of sheila, which the father was alive then, and then there would be a shibud on the property. The moment of the chiyuv is when the oinus happened. So the father, it's no longer the father's property to create a shibud on the father's property. Now, just if you want to point out one thing, in the case of if it's going on the seifa, so they're paying anyway. So what's the difference between if they have a Christ in the chasim, they don't have a Christ in the chasim? The difference is how much would they pay? If they're paying from their own pockets, they pay the mimosah bezol. If the father left over a Christ and the chosim, then we're saying that they pay a full payment, the full value of the animal. So Shalos, what's that? If we're going right now that the chiyuv is not the mashicha, So there's no shibud on the father's nechosim mitzad the meshicha. So the moment of chiyuv is now when they shechted improperly, mistakenly, right? So what's nafkin if they have property from the father or not? So Rashi addresses the question. The question is exactly what is Rashi's answer. That's a different problem, but let's see Rashi. Okay. Comes our papa and he says a case where there was an animal which was borrowed and he shechted on Shabbos, he's potter. The high shaita the katovach le gozula mimoru. Shkita will act as an act of gzela or geneva as well. Well, misa moment boin keachad comes up the chi of misa the chi of moment come keachad. Now, Kumi Rashi learns that Rapapa would hold even on the weekdays, you would not be chayiv of Kefal and Dalbehe, because it wasn't the Maisa Geneva from the Rishus Abaylim, it wasn't done secretively, but it'll be a Gzela. So the whole discussion is only the Chi of Karen. So in Shabbos, like, even the Chi of Karen is not there because he's Chai Misa for that act. Now stop. So Rashi, we're not garris in this. We had before in Rabba, imein ganeve tricha ben mechira. She's not garris that over here. She may quote. You're not garris. Quote. She may ganeve tricha ben mechira. Unquote. The b'shal lo shach lo capable of Rabba b'chamisha. But there's no chiyuv of kefil and dalavehei. She chay v'keren lo olam. There's no case of Kefal Dala Behe. Why? So we have two options. The way to Mechayev them Kefal Dala Behe. We could argue that the Tvicha is an act of Geneva. And Rashi said, no, it's an act of Gzela. Well, there's another way that a person, that the Shermer can Mechayev Kefal Dala Behe through someone which is known as Tern Tanis Ganev. So Tern Tanis Ganev is the Torah is a special part of the Torah. If a Sharmer Chinam has an animal, and he comes back and he says, the Bible says, you know, where's my animal? He says, well, it was stolen. Geneva happened. Swear. And he swears that a Geneva happened. And then it turned out, Adam comes that he was the guy, he himself kept it. So the case where he's Toyin, Tainas Ganav, and he swears. And he's Potter through the swearing. He pays nothing because the Shermer Chinam was Potter and Geneva. It turns out he's the one who took it, but then he pays kefil, and he paid dalav behay. But that means that the first step is that he's putter from pay. He used the shmua to steal it from the barilim and not pay. So the Torah says the punishment for that is your kai of kefil, etc. But if a person would say, if it's a ganeva and he has to pay the moment, he doesn't. So there's nothing to swear about. And then he didn't use the shua to pot himself. He has to pay Karen anyway. So Shaul pays Karen. If Shaul claims ganeva, he'd pay Karen. There's no Karen with all behavior. Sherei Chai, but Karen Lardim, he always has to pay Karen. Filo Toyin Tanis Ganav. Vein Knas Ela Oy Beganav. Oy Beshermachinim, Aperta Atzer Betoyin Tanis Ganav. Shermachinimba. The only cases of cable, either through a ganeva or through a Shermer Chinam who uses the Shavua to pat himself by saying Tantan is gone. So Shel never has that case. So Rav Acha, Breid Rava asked Rav Ashi, so what's the Chiddush? Shpar Asa L'Shmirin. It's me. Mal Lamadna Mimena Shal Lamadna Migdida Kamar Rabba. So the first case of Rav Papa was the exact same case as Rabba. But Rabba said a case of a gedi, and Rapapa said a case of a poro. So that's a chiddush. Something is an element. Is an element of chiddush in a poro. So he said back, Rav Ashi said, "Shula also lachminim. The tayvcha b'shabes potter. We mechadish me the case of shula. There's no chiddush in the poro element. The first half of what he said. His chiddush is the second half. When he shech, when he was, it was Charlotte, and then he shechs it on Shabbos. He's potter." I would think that you see that the chi of mezoinus is immediate. Sachanami name of Misha Shela, from the time of the Shela, meaning when you do the Mashiach and you're bringing it to your Rishus, Ramalechi of Karen, that's when you owe him that you've taken a monetary responsibility for the animal. So the moment of the Chiyah moment is not Shabbos, it's when you're a Charlotte. So then the Tzvich of a Shabbos would not make you potter from the moment. Kamash will know. Kima the Kolkama, the Isa, Hodra Be'eno, as long as the animal's alive, it goes back as is. So it's not the Pshat you have a Chiyah moment on the animal. So rather, it's that you have the animal, you have a Chiyah to give back the animal. If something happens at that moment, you're mechayiv in the moment. Well, hayishait to the katovik law kagozula. So the chiyuv moment comes when he shechts it. But that's on Shabbos and he's pot. Okay, so the children can continue to use a koyim eshilos, a koyim meshach asman shashol aviyan min abaylim. They can continue to use it as long as the father borrowed it. Four, the animal dies in chayiv b'ontsa. The inu lab sharlim ninu ala. They weren't the sharl, so they're not chayiv b'ontsa. The Mibasar Bazal. So what's called a discount? Kolzuza Khashin and Barbadanki, Hagamin and Parak Mishames, or Yaksir the Bailam. They give back the leather, the hide to the Bailam. And the meat, they calculate at 2/3. Whatever the value of the animal would have been on the market, we say that it's possible to get something similar, just a cheaper version, for 2/3 of that. Zuz is 6 donkeys. And we're going to calculate it at 4 donkeys. Every zoos will discount 2 donkeys. Achrayas dechosim karkav. The fellow left over achrayas dechosim, which means real estate. Sikim asil aresha. Lahai, this statement, hiniyak lamaviyam achrayas dechosim, chayam l'shal. If the fellow left over karkav that they have to pay, is going back on the case of the resha. Rinan, the chayavin ba'oinsin, the chayiv anoints him. The ishtab and the chosim davuah mechayim mishas sheila. The shibud of the father's property goes at the moment of the sheila. He already owes money. So that's true in the case when the owners happen. Kolshkein asefer kishat avchu avachlu. If they shechted it, for sure they have to pay. It comes out of pligah the rapapa. If that's true, domer le'el hishaitu demotel anointsim who the asechiyu vale. Below mishas sheila, rapapa says that the chayiv mammon is not when you borrow it, the key moment is when the oinus happens. And Rav is saying, according to this version, that the key of moment is immediately on the property of the father as soon as he borrows it. Because the master law are safer. Hechad tavkua, when they shechted it, then we say like this, if they have no property from the father, they paid the master bezol. They property from the father. Even niach lanaviyah na Christ the chosim mishama teshumim ma'alyan v'loy bezol. They have to pay the full payment, and we don't discount it a third. Why? What's an afkamina? The boy lev the meidak. We expect them that they have to be more careful. So the shalos, what does that mean? Like, why is the fact that they have the father's property? What type of responsibility does it put on them to be more careful?
Well, they have the money to pay for what they did.
So, excuse me, Balabatish, right? That's what the Qari would say. You know, if we're saying that but I think that what they say, they've added an H. That there was, what's the problem? They should have went to Mimavar where this animal came from, and that's some element of responsibility that they have. So when the father's leaving over property, so he's saying that they have responsibility to Mimavar exactly what are the chiyuvim etc. of the together with the benefits. There's also responsibility to Mimavar. What were the father's responsibilities? Whereas if the father didn't leave anything of such, so, you know, they didn't think to look into the situation. I think that's another thing to understand. Avlaresha, according to this version, imesa, if it just died on its own, lo mechayiv l'shlumim, they don't have to pay. Lo minan ishtab and nitzei davuah mishas sheila. We don't say the lien on the father's property happened at the moment of the sheila. V'hanot rapapa. The key of moment is not when he borrows it, from the onus and onwards. And then from the ratio, when the father wasn't alive at the moment of onus, there's nobody to be mechayev. And that's why, in that case, they wouldn't have to pay. Okay.